Kokanee salmon are now spawning, creating a spectacular show for viewers. We're stopping by Strawberry Reservoir next on Western Life Radio.
Don't let your next family outing end in tragedy. Don't drink and ride. Driving an OHV under the influence of alcohol is no different than driving your car under the influence of alcohol. Law enforcement officers will be out checking riders and operators of OHVs. You could end up seeing jail time, loss of driver's license, the same stiff penalties that apply to operating a car. This message is from the Utah Division of Parks and Recreation. Ride responsibly.
Hi, I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Check out the spawning Kokanee salmon near Strawberry Reservoir. Scott Root with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources meets us on the Strawberry River.
We're up at Strawberry Reservoir. The Kokanee are starting to come in. They started off a little slower in Strawberry. The Indian Creek area, those Kokanee, good numbers in Indian Creek. If you want to go for a little further of a drive down the road. But we've got fish, and it's fun to watch them come in, and we're letting people get a close-up look at them at the end of the boardwalk here at the fish trap. So if people want to come take a look, we'll hold them up. Let's even touch one. They take eggs during the week, once or twice during the week. But we've even been known to squirt an egg or two out from some of the ripe females to let people get a close-up look. And we would love everybody to come on up. We've got some parking 1,000 feet down the road from the visitor center for RVs and additional parking. And we ask people not to walk on the road because we know that road is quite busy going between the visitor center and the Strawberry Marina. So we're just asking people to walk along the gravel road right to the fish trap and then walk on the boardwalk to get back to their vehicles or whatever they'd like to do. But a lot to see, and it's a beautiful day. Come on up. Kids just love to sit on the grassy hill right outside the visitor center and look down at the fish. They're just so interesting to watch. And I tell people, come on up, look at the fish. Maybe go grab a meal somewhere while you're up here.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.